The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
We go to Athens for the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable, exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union Studios at the Buttsmere Building in Athens.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org.
And that's going to be the ball game.
Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studios in the Buttsmere Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
Well, happy to be with you, Bulldog fans, this morning. Buck Ballew in hosting for Chuck Dowdle. Got executive producer Adam Road Dog Gillespie has set up another quality show today. Big John Ratcliffe back at the 680 The Fan studios, and we're live in the Georgia's Own Credit Union studio here. 680 The Fan, the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs. Got a big show lined up. Glad you're with us today. Baseball coach Scott Strickland joins us on the show. So we talk a little Georgia Bulldog baseball. Season expected to get underway tomorrow. I believe the Evansville Aces in town for a four-game series. Coach, I know you must be excited about the season coming up.
Yeah, no question, Buck. It's been, 340 days since we played baseball, and it's a long time coming, but we're excited and happy to announce all the COVID tests came back negative for both teams, and Evansville's getting on the bus, coming through the snow to come down to play us here in Athens this weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure you're tired of talking about what happened last season. This season, Coach, tell the Bulldog fans out there about the team you're going to trot out on the field this season.
Well, we've got some two high-profile pitchers in Ryan Webb and Jonathan Cannon, and they're a little bumped up, and they're going to come out probably weekend two and weekend three for us, try to get those guys back healthy and on the mound, but very high profile. Ryan Webb's a lefty that's going to throw in the mid to low 90s with a really good breaking ball, and Jonathan Cannon projected to be a first or second round pick, and it's mid 90s with a great breaking ball. So two really big arms that we're not going to see this weekend, and we get to see some young bucks go out there on the mound. A lot of freshmen, got three freshmen start, three freshmen left-handers that we're really excited about. So going to see some young arms early, try to build some experience, and then the reinforcements come in as we get closer to the SEC.
Coach Webb and Cannon both worked out of the bullpen previously, right? How much – that's got to be a big help for those guys as they slide into a starting rotation spot.
Yeah, kind of easing into it. And when you've got guys like Emerson Hancock and Cole Wilcox that you can watch and see how they handle things. And Ryan Webb's done some starting for us, and Jonathan Cannon's always been a starter all his life. And then last year he got to be behind those guys in the bullpen. But really talented guys that have experience. And Ryan Webb is, he's as good of a left-handed pitcher you're going to find in the country. And he's been a go-to guy for us for the last 3 years.
Coach, talk about the infield and what we're looking at there.
Well, we're going to do some platooning on the right side of the field. We've got veteran and Chaney Rogers, a left-handed hitter that has played all over the field for us, but just really good baseball player. He's going to hit off righties early on. And then Parks Harbor is a freshman from Atlanta, Westminster School, home of Gordon Beckham, and just a big-time power hitter from the right side. So he's going to face the lefties, and we're going to see 2-2 this weekend. So both those guys will get starts. At second base, Buddy Floyd and Josh McAllister are both going to play over there. And Buddy Floyd's a switch hitter that our fans know from last year. Josh McAllister is a junior college transfer that just and you know what this means. You call a kid a dirtbag, that's a good thing in baseball. He's all over the field and a really hard-nosed player. So those two guys at second base. At shortstop, we're replacing Cam Shepard, who you could argue is the best defensive shortstop in college baseball the last four seasons. He's moved on. He's with the Atlanta Braves. Cole Tate will be our starting shortstop, and Cole has earned that spot. He's been kind of a utility infield for us for the last 3 years, but flat out can pick it, great defender, going to hit number two in the lineup. And we're really excited what Cole Tate brings to the table. Third base is going to be Garrett Blaylock. And Garrett was our third baseman last year, had a couple big home runs for us early, hits for a lot of power from the left side, and really athletic at the hot corner.
Coach, in the outfield, it's the area that I used to roam at over there in Athens back in the day. What are we looking at in the outfield this season?
Well, the guy anchoring it is Ben Anderson in center field. And Benny, the big league comparison I make, you look at your players and you say, hey, best case scenario, who's this guy turn out to be? And the name that I kind of come up with Ben Anderson is Steve Finley. He can really run. He's a left-handed hitter. He's not 6'4" and 220. He's 5'11" and 175 and hits the gaps and has a little bit of power, can bunt, can run. Just a great defender. He'll lead off and play center field. And then in right and left will be Connor Tate and Riley King, two veterans. Riley's been here for 5 years now. He's a fourth-year redshirt junior. And then Connor Tate's been here. This is his fourth year in the program. So two guys with a lot of experience that have had a ton of at-bats. But those guys are going to be playing right and left.
Evansville in for a four-game series. You got Georgia State next week here in Atlanta. Gardner Webb, I think, next weekend, four-game series with them. And then Kennesaw State, the Owls. You make a little trip over to Kennesaw as the first 10 games of the season are right here upon us. And, Coach, getting ready to speak with you this morning here on the Bulldog Roundtable. I was taking a look at the preseason baseball rankings, SEC teams up and down the top 25, and everybody's got the Gators number one. Eight teams in the preseason top 25. You guys are looming right there on the edge. How about this SEC? The competition absolutely loaded up again this year.
Yeah, it's ridiculously good, and there's actually 11 teams that have been ranked. There's four different polls, just like with football and basketball. You got a lot of different polls. We've shown up as high as number 12, and but 11 teams have been ranked. I think every single team in the league this year, 14 out of 14, are regional caliber teams, and it's an absolute war every weekend. And I think the league is the best it's ever been. You mentioned Florida; they pretty much returned everybody. They had a bunch of guys that were high draft picks that slipped in the 5-round draft, and next thing you know, they're back on campus. So they're going to be very good. But so is everybody else in this league.
Coach, your eighth year at Georgia, it's got to seem like home at this point in time, right?
Yeah, there's no question. We love Athens, and it is our home. We've got three kids. I've got a freshman here at the University of Georgia. My daughter goes here. My son's a sophomore. My youngest daughter's in the seventh grade, and my wife, Sherry, and I just absolutely love Athens, and we just love being here.
Coach, we're getting high school baseball cranked up over here in our neck of the woods, and not exactly baseball season as I look out the window with the cold and rain. In fact, our high school coach saying baseball's a winter sport in high school.
Yeah, it's crazy, the weather that we play in. And, you know, I got to watch my son play last night. He got his first varsity hit last night for North Oconee.
That's awesome.
Last night and got a big win. And it was 54 degrees when the game ended, and it felt like it was 20 because the sun had gone down. It was freezing cold. But I was just a dad in the stands huddled with everybody else trying to stay warm and watching our kids play, and had a lot of fun doing it.
Coach, so impressed with all the work you've done. Foley Field looks tremendous. Facilities are looking great, better than they've ever been.
Yeah, they are. It's an arms race in this conference. We all know that. And we're excited with Josh Brooks. You know, Josh is excited to keep going and keep building. And that's something that's, you know, our job on the field, keep building a good product, keep selling out the stands. And you know, this year will be a little different. We all know that. But, you know, we sold out our season tickets for the first time in our program's history last year. And we just got to keep building that momentum. And I think that we're going to see some really positive changes to Foley Field over the next few years.
Bulldog baseball underway starting tomorrow, 2:00 game. Get ready for the season. Coach, what do you know about Evansville?
Well, like everybody else, they're really veteran heavy. They've got a bunch of guys that come back in mid-major schools, just like you see in basketball. A lot of times you see these mid-major teams that are so good because they got a bunch of old guys that don't one and done, or guys that don't leave after their second year and go to the NBA. Evansville's got a ton of juniors and seniors, and so a lot of fifth-year guys that came back to redo their senior year when they got it over again. So almost their entire lineup back. They've got a couple really good arms. We're going to have to play well. And when you put three freshmen on the mound like we're going to, you never know what you're going to get. But we're going to have to score some runs. We're going to have to play really well defensively to help these young pitchers out to win a series.
Coach, excited to get my boys over to see some Bulldog baseball this season. Get off to a great start. And we appreciate your time this morning. I know you're a busy coach right now.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Buck. Appreciate it.
Scott Strickland, Georgia baseball coach. Bulldogs open with the Evansville Aces, 2 o'clock at Foley Field, coming up tomorrow. All right, coming up next on the Bulldog Roundtable, former Bulldog great wide receiver Terrence Edwards will join us on the show. We'll talk a little bit about spring football practice getting underway next month and this wide receiver position group that doesn't look like a weakness to me anymore. We'll talk with Terrence about that. And then Tom Crean coming up before the end of the show. We'll talk Bulldog basketball. We're live in Georgia's own Credit Union studio. Here's the Bulldog Roundtable, Ballou and for Dowdle here on The Fan.
This is the official sports talk station of the Dogs.
It's Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan. This is Bulldog.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Bulldog Roundtable with Chuck Dowdle, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Butzmir Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if I was a pitcher tomorrow, I think I'd be pitching inside with this cold weather out there. Let's talk a little Bulldog football. Bulldog great Terrence Edwards joins us on the show, one of the all-time greats, tracking down those balls back in the day. And, Terrence, great to have you on this morning talking Bulldog football. Spring football practice about a month away. So we get ready to see JT Daniels pick up where he left off last season. Terrence, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Buck. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's great to have you on. And, you know, over the last couple of years, a lot of the fans have talked about this wide receiver core, and it looked upon as not the deepest or the strongest position group on the team, but I think those days are behind us, Terrence. I mean, you look at that group they've accumulated here in these last two recruiting classes, and I know you know many of these guys, having worked with them, coaching them up. So who breaks out next to George Pickens this season? What's your best guess on that? We saw Jermaine Burton really have sort of a nice freshman season last year, and he looks like he's ready to take off. But this two recruiting classes in a row really stockpiling some young talent at that wide receiver spot.
Correct. I think this group as a whole is very deep. It hasn't been this deep in a few years. But if you just start off with your top two, I mean, your top three really with George Pickens, Jermaine Burton, and Kyaris Jackson all coming back. That's a strong group. And put in Arian Smith, and we saw what he was able to do late in the season last year coming off the injuries that he had. He brings a different element to the game that we haven't had in a long time, just straight vertical speed. So I'm really anxious to see how he progressed from year one to year two. And then the tight ends, man, we got a big monster in Darnell Washington, who I think is an excellent receiving tight end. And he just happens to be 6'8", 260 right now. So I think JT Daniels has a plethora of receiving threats from the tight end and receiver standpoint.
Yeah, and you got Cook coming out of the backfield, really an excellent receiver out of that running back spot. Let's start with George Pickens, who started getting that ball when JT Daniels took over at quarterback. I think the last four games – He had about 20 catches, a handful of touchdowns. JT being installed as the quarterback totally unlocked that passing attack. And you look at the big-time passing combinations with quarterbacks and receivers coming into this year. We saw Mac Jones and Devontae Smith light it up last year. I have a hard time finding a better combination than Daniels and Pickens coming into this season.
Correct. I mean, JT said it best. If there's a one-on-one situation with George Pickens, why not give that guy opportunity to make a play? And he's made more plays than he has. I mean, he's a tremendous talent. I think when you have that type of receiver, it makes it easier for all the other receivers because if they double-team GP, then the other guys have to win their one-on-one battles. But JT said it best, man, if that guy's one-on-one cover out there, just put it up and give him an opportunity to make a play.
Arian Smith, we got to see him a little bit at the end of the season, really flashed some outstanding speed, got deep, scored a touchdown there late in the year on a post pattern, if I remember correctly. Just trying to mold him to a complete receiver, this guy could be dangerous.
I think so. I think if you look at his background, I think as a junior he was more of a wing T, one of those slot backs. Then he moved to a different school down there in Florida, and he played a traditional wide receiver. So he's really just progressing now, really learning how to play to position. I give Coach Hankton and that crew a ton of credit to getting that guy in a position to use his talent. Now he has to progress and become a complete receiver, a la Tyreek Hill, who only kind of ran go routes and scared defenders. Now let's be able to make him a complete receiver and just use all the tools that he has. And he's going to be a scary receiver, man. Just his vertical threat alone is going to make him scary. Now he can use the intermediate passing game to his advantage as well.
Terrence, what did you like about Jermaine Burton's skill set?
I had Jermaine since he was in seventh grade, and I tell this story all the time. And I just told his mom after the first session, this kid is special. He's explosive, great route runner, and got great hands. I think he kind of hit the little freshman wall with some injuries there later in the season. But you just can see the talent there. I mean, he started from game one all the way through, and he's a special talent to be opposite of George Pickens and Kyaris Jackson. That defense is just going to have to figure out who we're going to take away this week. And Jermaine is one of those guys that has to be in the game plan for defense coordinators.
Another freshman a year ago, Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint, came in, scored that touchdown against the Gators early on, and then had the freakish leg injury there as he got into the end zone. What about Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint? I think he's one of those well-rounded receivers also.
Right. He's definitely. I think he comes from the great program down in St. Thomas Aquinas, and he was ready. He was ready to play college football from the route running standpoint, from a physical standpoint. He was ready to play. And, I mean, if you watch the guy see him, he catches everything that is thrown to him. I wouldn't call him a burner downfield, but if you give him an opportunity to make a catch, one of those what we call 50-50 catches, he's going to catch it. And there's another guy that I've been with, I'm just excited to see too, that thank fans for the outfit, Justin Robson. He hurt his shoulder there late in the season, didn't have an opportunity to play as much as he would like. But he's a 6'5", 220-pound receiver that in the mold of Lawrence Cager we had a few years ago, a guy that's just towering over people. So that receiving room is definitely deep.
And, Terrence, a lot of people have forgotten about Dominique Blaylock, who has suffered a second knee injury. What are you hearing about him? Is the rehab going well? I mean, this guy obviously showed what he could do early on in his career. Need to get him back in there.
Correct. I've definitely talked to his father, John Wood, and he's staying in constant contact with me. So Dom is doing well. Dom is ready to get back out there and show the world what he can do. And yes, we have forgot about him because of the knee injuries that he has. But his freshman season, he had a tremendous season along with George Pickett. So, like we said, Georgia, Coach Hankton, Coach Smart has done a great job of aligning that room up with playmakers. And we have a plethora of guys that on any given Saturday can go out and dominate a game. And JT and all the rest of the quarterbacks should be happy of the weapons that we had. And we haven't really talked about James Cook coming out the backfield. Kenny McIntosh is another guy in the backfield that catches the ball well. So we have a lot of pass catches on the Georgia offense.
Yeah, JT, now these quarterbacks are fighting to get reps with all these great receivers we've lined up there. Terrence Edwards talking Georgia football. Terrence, tell the folks out there about your wide receiver academy. You're a busy man these days.
Yes, I am. Everyone knows I run a wide receiver academy that trains tight ends, wide receivers, even running backs, just the correct way of catching the football, the correct way of running routes, the correct way of just playing the position, period. And if anyone's looking to get their middle school son on up, any training sessions, I could be reached on all social media, Terrence Edwards Wide Receiver Academy, or TE, that stands for Terrence Edwards WR Academy.
One of Georgia's all-time greats, man. I just so enjoyed watching you play, Terrence. Keep up the great work coaching these guys up. It was a pleasure to have you on today, buddy.
Oh, thanks, Buck. Thanks for having me. You know, eight has to stick with eight now, Buck. So thanks for having me. I look forward to coming on again.
Yeah, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully. All right, coming up next, Tom Crean joins us. We'll talk Bulldog basketball. Dogs coming off a big win over Missouri. We'll talk about that with Coach Crean. Coming up next here on the Bulldog Roundtable.
Dialed into the Dogs all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on the Fan.
Hi, this is Vince Dooley, and you're listening to the Georgia Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan. Now on FM at 93.7. Go Dogs!
Buck in for Chuck today. Let's talk to Bulldog basketball coach Tom Crean, who joins us. Coach, I know you're busy. We appreciate your time. Let's talk a little Georgia basketball. Big win over Missouri earlier this week. That was fun to see.
Well, thank you, Buck. It's great to be with you on this. I hope you're doing well. What I loved about it is we got better during the game because we got tougher and more resilient. And we've been in some situations like that where we've been down and we just haven't had that confidence, or a couple things go right for us when we were struggling to get over the hump. And I thought our team the other night, especially when we got off to a slow start in the second half, they responded, and then we really responded. And I think that's the key, because it's so mental in so many areas. If the shot's going in, if the shot's not going in, and you just cannot allow yourself to not be the best you can be defensively and running the court and being competitive on the glass when the shot goes up and being physical. And we did that. And then we were able to respond with offense, which made a huge difference for us down the stretch.
Love watching this fast-paced game that we see. Seems like everybody's up and down the court, Coach. I saw one stat here recently saying that scoring in the first 8 seconds, teams are scoring 35% of the time these days. You guys were on the attack in that second half.
Well, we were, and the 8 seconds is really a time anywhere, really 6, 8, 10 seconds. I mean, it's a great time to score because the game is in transition and the matchups aren't necessarily set and the rim might be open. And that's why transition defense is so paramount. But you also have to have great decision making. And I think it's so important that if you don't get it, that you're focused on continuing to cut, move, everybody staying connected to doing their job. I mean, you know how it is in football. It doesn't matter what it is. If one person doesn't do their job, if one lineman, if one screener, if the center in football, or the center, the big man in basketball, doesn't roll hard to the rim, it doesn't free up a shot for somebody else. I mean, everybody's got to stay connected, even when it's not for them. And I think that's the key to scoring, is that you don't give up when it's not right there. You don't panic when it gets late in the clock. You continue to run with pace. And that pace has got to be, you know, a five-man pace where everybody stays true to what has to happen in that possession.
Coach, I enjoyed a lot of your guys playing earlier this week against Missouri. As you went back and looked at the video, who are the guys that made the difference for you?
Well, there were numerous guys that did. I would start with the spirit of the three seniors and the way that they competed inside of it. Being Justin Kyer was very, very focused, very, very aggressive to start the game. He carried it throughout the game. P.J. Horn came out aggressive, made some big plays late, but was locked in the entire way. Andrew Garcia's coming off injuring his nose in a Tennessee game. I know he didn't feel real great with it in the Alabama game, but he came out and was hard and focused But really, then, too, Sevier Wheeler and Tamani Kamara are sophomores. And I would throw Jackson Etter in there, too, because Jackson just comes in and brings a level of toughness and competitive energy into the game. And then when KD Johnson, our freshman, is moving without the ball, pressuring the ball the way that he can, playing with that aggressive, competitive, nasty streak that he has, we're all better for it. And it was very, very much a collective win.
Coach, talk about the SEC briefly here. Alabama's had an outstanding season so far, and got a grouping of teams, Arkansas, LSU, Tennessee, Florida, who you see this weekend. Talk about the SEC and then the matchup coming up on Saturday in Gainesville.
Well, I think Alabama's a great example of Nate Oates is an excellent coach, and he walked into a lot of very good young talent. And those kids like John Petty and Herb Jones that are seniors now, they were juniors, you know, when he walked into there. And what he's done is a great job of developing them, playing a style of play that really fits them, recruiting around it, and really getting a good blend. So they've gotten older. They've added some good young players. But having that kind of talent base that just needed to have grow up, basically, you know, when they're young like that, he's done a fantastic job with that. I think the league is really strong. The thing that separates the league right now, I think, is not only the main players on each team, or maybe they're starting five, but I think the consistency of the depth of the top teams in this league. And that's what we've got to continue to strive for, is to get that all the way across the board. But I think that's the difference in the league. There's very little drop-off when these teams go to 7, 8, and 9. Maybe even 10 sometimes in their lineups. And it makes a huge difference over a 40-minute game. And we've had some consistency issues in starting, but we've had more consistency issues coming off the bench. And I think that gives me hope that as we continue to build this and move this forward and continue to do everything we can do without taking shortcuts and sidesteps and all those kind of things to build a program, is that you're going to get to that point, because we've shown we can compete with it, and we got to compete with it consistently. But Florida will be really good because they're coming off the COVID pause where they just played one game against Arkansas the other night. Again, very deep team, very good shooting team, can go small in their lineup, can go very big in their lineup, and play a very, very fast pace, and have put a lot of pressure on people, full court, three-quarter court, half court, over the course of the season.
Well, Coach, best of luck down in Gainesville. Finish strong. Got a lot of people pulling for you.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Buck. Thanks for having me.
Bulldog basketball coach Tom Crane talking Bulldog basketball here on the Bulldog Roundtable. Lined up deep today with baseball coach Scott Strickland as they start the baseball season tomorrow at home. Terrence Edwards, one of the greats, talking Bulldog wide receiver group with us, and then Tom Crane, the men's basketball coach, looking to take down the Gators on Saturday afternoon. Hopefully we'll see him do that. That's going to do it for the Bulldog Roundtable today. Our executive producer, Adam Road Dog Gillespie, and our engineer, Big John Ratcliffe. Stay tuned for Home Team and Hamilton. They're coming up next here on The Fan.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.